This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Vladimir Putin has thanked Russians who have re-elected him as president, and he's still digging in on Ukraine, saying he'll do everything he can to, quote, solve tasks and targets that he considers priorities. Moments ago at the White House, President Biden spoke with Ireland's prime minister standing next to him.
We stand together and oppose Russia's brutal war of aggression in Ukraine. You can clap for that, please.
Fordham University professor and Russia expert Beth Noble.
There are still plenty of Russians who oppose President Putin and his war in Ukraine, and many of those people bravely showed up in silent protest called by the opposition, which asked people to come to their local polling station at noon and just stand there. And thousands did.
Putin also says he had agreed to release Alexei Navalny in exchange for freedom for prisoners being held in the West just days before the dissident died. Renewed talks in Qatar have given U.S. officials hope for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza.
And what's notable about this latest proposal from Hamas is that reportedly they're no longer insisting Israel completely withdraw from the Gaza Strip or on a permanent ceasefire. And now three U.S. officials tell CBS News they're optimistic that both Hamas and Israel can come to an agreement about a pause, albeit temporary, in the fighting.
That's CBS's Chris Livesey in Tel Aviv. The same thing that's happened to relief agencies in Gaza is happening in Haiti, where officials say gangs have looted warehouses with food and supplies. National Security Spokesman Admiral John Kirby tells ABC's This Week the U.S. is trying to help.
We are continuing to work with the Kenyans about getting this military support mission in place to help the Haitian National Police. There's an awful lot going on there in the United States. We continue to watch this very, very closely.
A charter flight of Americans has just landed at Miami International, the first from Haiti in about 2 weeks. A series of in-flight incidents involving Boeing 737s could affect summer travel. Planes have been pulled from service. Production lines have slowed down. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Airplanes are not going to be delivered on time. Airlines have to adjust their schedules. United Airlines has basically stopped hiring new pilots for the next 2 months because they don't have the planes to put them in. Southwest Airlines has adjusted their flying schedule for the next 3 or 4 months for the same reason. So you can expect more full planes and higher airfares.
He studied under Vladimir Horowitz as a childhood prodigy. In the 1940s, he emerged as one of the most celebrated American concert pianists. Byron Janis has died, according to his wife, who says he was still making music almost up to the time he died Thursday night. He was 95. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 18, still a bit breezy out of the northwest. A little breezy for Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. A little warmer Tuesday, highs around 45 degrees, still breezy though. Sunny for Wednesday, breezy again, 32. Currently 26 degrees.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that actually it ends in about 2 hours. By that I mean welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that's ready to go up into the wild blue yonder. Now I'm just blue skying it here, but I think it's time for us to fly the friendly skies, move through the air with the greatest of ease, or just sit back, relax as we climb to 10,000 feet and where you will join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Thank you. Norman Greenbaum with Spirit in the Sky. You know, it's kind of funny, that's a religious sounding song, but that is one of the filthiest guitar sounds I have ever heard. And before that, we had the great Bossa Nova King himself, Antonio Carlos Jobim, with Look to the Sky from his classic album, Wave. Let us now turn to the early 1970s with one of the greatest albums ever created. In fact, it has been called the greatest album in recent years, beating out Sgt. Pepper. And actually, it's a pretty good argument, if you ask me. He wrestled creative control away from Berry Gordy and made a string of records that were second to none. Here's Marvin Gaye from the album What's Going On, Flying High in the Friendly Sky.
Have laid their bodies down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me.
Oh, no.
And it's bound to forsake me.
Oh,
so stupid minded.
Oh, I can't help.
Oh, so stupid. When I can't find it in the morning, be all right, my friend. But soon the night will bring the pain, the pain of the pain. Instructions in my head. Oh Lord, so stupid minded.
Help me.
Oh Lord, but I go crazy when I can't find it. In the friendly sky.
From their self-titled album, that was Black Pumas with Touch the Sky. Stay with us, everyone, on Seth Faces the Music on our show dedicated to the skies above. I mentioned Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band just a little bit earlier. We have a more controversial song, when it came out anyway, with its supposed coded references to a hallucinogenic drug, but was actually inspired by a picture drawn by the writer's son. That's coming up here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl
One of the greatest things to come out of France since, well, bread. That was Air from their absolute stone-cold classic album, Moon Safari. That was New Star in the Sky. And before that, of course, was the band from Liverpool, The Beatles, with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Let's go back to the 60s right now, and a band that released a series of albums, which were known for their carefully crafted orchestrations, adding a real symphonic sound to pop music. Also want to mention, it's my parents' favorite band. From their 1968 album, In Search of the Lost Chord, here's the Moody Blues with Voices in the Sky.
What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Nightingale hovering high, harmonize the wind. Darkness, your symphony, I can hear you sing of voices in the sky. What is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me.
children with a skipping rope, tell me what you sing. Playtime is nearly gone, the bell's about to ring. Voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me. Bluebird flying high, tell me what you see. What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Voices in the sky. Voices in the sky.
Stranger, beware, there's love in the air under Paris skies. Try to be smart and don't let your heart catch on fire. Love becomes king the moment it's spring under Paris skies. Lonely hearts meet somewhere on the street of desire. Parisian love can bloom high in a skylight room or in a gay cafe where hundreds of people can see. I wasn't smart and I lost my heart under Paris skies. Don't ever be a heartbroken stranger like me. Oh, I fell in love. Yes, I was a fool. For Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris is just a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware, there's love in the air. Just look and see what happened to me under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Just look and see what happened to me under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to
It's a standard, sure, but I can't think of a better voice to sing it than the great Sam Cooke. We are continuing on our show all about the skies above here on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have a band that's known as much for their politics as for their musicianship. But it just goes to show, just because you're trying to say something serious, doesn't mean you can't write some glorious hooks. Stay tuned, everyone, right here to WFHR.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 18, still a bit breezy out of the northwest. A little breezy for Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. A little warmer Tuesday, highs around 45 degrees, still breezy though. Sunny for Wednesday, breezy again, 32. Currently 26 degrees.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Stop, hop, was lied to the shareholders. They're crossing their fingers, they pay the truth makers. The balance sheet is breaking up the sky. So I'm caught at the junction, still waiting for medicine. The sweat of my brow keeps on feeding the engine. Hope the crumbs in my pocket can keep me for another night. And if the blue sky mining company won't come to my rescue, if the sugar refining company won't save me, who's gonna save me? Who's gonna save me? Who's gonna save me?
Delightfully grimy. That was the Rockin' Ramrods with Bright Lit Blue Skies. And before that, we started off the set with Midnight Oil and Blue Sky Mine. So there was one song I really debated whether or not I wanted to put on the show today. It's one of the standard of standards. Of course, Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. Literally everyone and their brother has done this song. So I had to figure out, well, who would make it interesting? What, in my opinion, is one of the most iconic versions of this song? He is one of America's greatest treasures. He recently celebrated his 90th birthday, and here he is doing one of the greats, Willie Nelson and Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Hello, good times, since I found while traveling northwards on a backcountry lane. I came on the village where first I grew and stopped to climb up the hill once again, looking down from the tracks to the grey slate roofs. I watched the village moving as the day went slowly by. In the fields we lay here, my very first love and I, under timeless Arcadian skies, under timeless Arcadian skies. The old canal lies sleeping under the sky. The barges are gone to a lost decade. On overgrown banks here, lovers' footsteps went by. Long before ever the roads were made. And in our turn we passed here and carved our names on trees. As the days washed by like waves of an endless sea, under timeless Arcadian skies, under timeless Arcadian skies. Time runs through your fingers, you never hold it at all till it's gone. Some fragments just linger with you like snow in the spring, hanging on. I left the village behind in the night to fade like a sail on the darkening seas. The shifts and changes in the patterns of life will weather it more than the centuries. And in another village, in a far off foreign land, the new day breaks out, opening up its hand. The sun has the moon in his eyes as he wanders the timeless skies.
Oh, two of my all-time favorites right in a row there. That was Al Stewart from his great album, Time Passages. That was...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.